Sit down, everyone.
Everyone, sit down, please.
You should think that you are not body. This.
Keep your soul. आपके प्राण निकल जाएं, आप बोल नहीं सकते, चल नहीं सकते, कुछ भी नहीं कर सकते, आपको लोग आग में जला देंगे। When you will die, no soul, then your relative will burn you in fire. Because it will begin to rot. What is this body? A bag of urine, stool, blood and so many things. But really you are not this body, you are soul. And soul has a very beautiful form, all the qualities, but it is covered by this. This body grows and settles body. Really you are eternal servant of Krishna, but you have forgotten due to Maya. You wanted to test something Maya. In this world, what wealth you are collecting, and by that so many things, they cannot give you happiness. After some time, now you are thinking that I am very strong, my health is so much good. But one day you will be old. All those who have taken birth, they must be old. And after that, so many ropes will come. And you will give up this body. Krishna mercifully, Supreme Lord mercifully, He has given this human form. Only in this you can realize who am I and who is Krishna and what is eternal, our transcendental relation. And then forever you will come from the circle of birth and death, and then you can be happy. Don't waste your time. Don't see, dream that, oh, by worldly things I will be happy. Oh, in this world we should try to maintain our body and try to realize who am I. Then you can be happy. Otherwise not. For smoking, for drinking, for eating meat, eggs. Oh, now you are not unable to take harina. But you know what is the meat? Meat, M-E-A-T, M-E-M-E, to whom you are eating, they will take revenge and they will eat you from long life, lives and lives. So in my opinion, as a
well-wisher
and my dear life son, I'm telling you, suggesting you that you should give up all these things at once and at once try to do bhajan, then you will be happy. See all, not only in whole world, I travel and not thousands, but lakhs and lakhs, so wealthy, reputed persons, colleges, professors and deans and so many, doctors, engineers, giving up all these things. They are chanting name and they are happy. So my request, give up all these things and be qualified to chant Hare Krishna and be happy forever. विचार करने के लिए स्वतंत्र है, माया भोग करने के लिए भी स्वतंत्र है, कष्ट भोगने के लिए भी स्वतंत्र है, आनंद भोगने के लिए भी आप स्वतंत्र हैं. कृष्ण हैज गिवन दिस फ्रीडम. वी डोंट डिस्टर्ब एनीवन इंडिपेंडेंस. कृष्ण हैज गिवन, हाउ वी कैन डिस्टर्ब.
थोड़ा थोड़ा पीछे हो जाओ, आप लोग आओगे मिलने वाले.
रियली
गुरु की महिमा. गुरुदेव इज नॉट टेलिंग दैट
वी आर एटर्नल सर्वेंट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड. A Lord is one, only one, no second, and that is Krishna. In Christianity we see Christ. Who is Christ? Jesus, he went to India, he went to Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, Ajodhya, so many places in his young age. Very young age. And he saw that in Vrindavan they are all telling Krishna, this name, everywhere Krishna, and deities of Krishna. And then we went to Jagannath Puri, there Krishna. Krishna, they tell that word Krishna, not Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And from Krishna, it became what?
Krishna.
Christ. So Christ is nothing else but Krishna himself. So, we are eternal servant of Supreme Lord, whether we know or not know. All, not only human, but all living entities. But unluckily we have forgotten him. And from endless birth and births we are enjoying the pain of endless birth and death. And in that past lives we could not be happy, never became happy, always seeking after ananda, very sukh. Krishna mercifully has given this human life. In this life you can realize who am I and who is Krishna, my holy master, who is he? How you can know? Krishna is very unhappy that we, the sons and daughters of Krishna, are now suffering so much. And from endless time, so he sends any his associates, and they come to this world, and in disciplic line they teach their
disciples
that you should like me. Travel everywhere and tell them that you are not inhabitant of this world. You are like a refugee from Golok Vrindavan. You cannot have any happiness in this world. and eternally you are from Golok Vrindavan. Help them to return back to Godhead. So I, out of mercy, before me, from India, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, to whom you call Prabhupada. And he came. His Gurudev told, you should go. And he came over the whole world. And in couple of years, he made so many preaching centers where on the mountains, in midst of oceans, top of mountains, here, there, everywhere he made, and wrote so many books, translated Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavad Gita, Ajitis, and so many things, and made lakhs of disciples. And for this purpose, my Gurudev and Swamiji has sent me to help them. So in this age also, 88, I'm traveling whole world. I've traveled about 26 times whole world. Why? For any money? In India I can easily have a dal and roti. It is available everywhere in India. But why I'm coming? Oh, only to fulfill the desire of my Gurudev and Guru Parampara, disciplic order. Very few can realize our wishes out of mercy. We know that all are suffering. So how I can help them to take to Krishna, them to Krishna? So we should realize my position. But nowadays there are very rare gurus. They come to India so many. Perhaps they come for money or any pratistha.
Name and fame. Name and fame.
So that they come. And I know from America, from all England, European countries, they collect so much money. But what will they do with money? In the end, they will have to give up all the money after. They cannot take a farthing punch from this. So, in our Guru Parampara line, anyone has not tried to make money, but to help unconditionally to condition soul. This is our aim and object. But one thing, if I am traveling, then some money is needed for airport, airfare and others also. So who will give? How will we maintain? So where I go, they donate something that I can travel easily without asking them.
आज हरी नाम।